Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 405. Happy Friday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Woohoo!
Wow. There's some passion.
That's right. I feel good.
I can tell you feel good. How are things because, in your part of the world?
Well, all is well. It's been a couple of days since we've talked because of baseball, and it's been all on schedule. It's about 5-year plan. I had a colonoscopy yesterday, so I'm living life large.
Do you now?
Congratulations!
I've only had one of those,
okay.
And I'm the only.
This was
person,
my third.
I'm the only person I've ever met who kind of enjoyed the prep. Like, everyone hates it. I didn't mind it at all.
Wow.
Yeah,
why?
For real. Like,
why didn't you mind it?
I guess I just like to purge.
Like to potty.
You lose weight, you potty, it's nice.
Yeah, you know what? I checked it today. I lost 6 pounds.
Wow.
See, that's why
in
I like
the process.
It. Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I know it
but
comes
it comes
right back.
Yeah, it
sure.
comes right back, yeah. It comes right
and
back.
Also,
but all is well, so.
I'm also the only person I've ever heard that hated being put under. Most people.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Most people do.
Oh, all I remember is the anesthesiologist. Two things happened. He said, "Yeah, that your tube was already in, and you were just waiting really for the doctor." And he goes,
"What do you mean the tube's already in?"
Well, to give the anesthesia.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the one in the back.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
I think they're doing that wrong.
That one's not in.
And he goes, okay, in about a minute here, I'm going to give you your medicine. And the nurse goes, you look a little uncomfortable. I'm going to change your pillow just a little bit. And, I want you to look at this TV camera and, go over on your left side. And the anesthesiologist goes, okay, it's going in. Next thing I knew, I was waking up 30 minutes later. It was that quick.
I thought
it
maybe you showed quick. Up with your own pipe.
No.
No, seriously though, I need to get another one. My mom is a colon cancer survivor, which means I'm at higher risk. Yeah,
yep.
I need to go in. I'm telling the audience right now, I'm going to do it in the next 2 months. So,
let's do it on the air.
Perfect. Remote. It's been a while since we've done a remote.
Look, I've got secrets. I'm really for real afraid if I do that or like at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get goofy gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm going to start spilling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't
That'd
have
be
it.
Great.
Can't
That'd
have
be
it.
Great.
It's one of those things.
What you're afraid of is that Tony and I may actually do the procedure.
I wouldn't say afraid's the right word, but excited. It's another thing that I stand alone on, evidently. I absolutely detest when people post videos of people coming out of anesthesia. Like the little kid was the first one.
Yeah.
I
after dentist.
Hate that. I just find it
I do too.
We convinced my sister that it's the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
And it's a half hour of her screaming and crying.
It's terrible.
Like, hilarious.
Don't
yes.
like it. Dave, what are we looking at for the weather this weekend?
Okay. I'm going to go a little long term here and then we're going to come back and do the weekend. But this isn't really long term, but the blackberry winter is right on schedule. And it's going to be a continuation, really, of the cool snap. I see the cool weather day and night continuing through May 15th, and then a summer surge appears to be ready to take over starting around May 20th, the 21st. And that, we should see a big jump in temperature. We should also see a jump in severe thunderstorms. So think of that towards the end of May for that action. So that's kind of way out there. Tonight, no real problems this evening. A lot of clouds around, evening temperatures dropping out of the 60s. It's chilly again overnight, 49. There might be a spot shower here and there, but I wouldn't worry about it at all. Saturday is cloudy. It's windy with scattered showers and a couple of non-severe thunderstorms. Anytime during the day on Saturday, we could get some rain, though I don't see an all-day rain tomorrow. It stays very cool, 62 for the high. Saturday night, cloudy, windy, showers, and some non-severe thunderstorms with an uptick in the rain primarily after midnight, 52 for the low. And then Sunday for Mother's Day, it's cloudy, it's windy with periods of rain, primarily non-severe thunderstorms, but there could be some real heavy downpours from time to time on Sunday. We could top out upper 60s, 70 degrees about midday, but fall into and maybe even through the 50s as we go through the afternoon on Sunday. So it's not a great weekend at all, but the heaviest rain should be late Saturday night and during the day on Sunday.
Any like fun storms on Saturday, you think?
There will be rumbles anyway, and there'll be rumbles Saturday night and on Sunday. But again, I don't think we're going to be off the charts severe weather. That's going to stay to our south or way up to our north. We're kind of in between that. But there'll be some rumbling going on.
So we were talking earlier about when are we going to start pushing back against technology. You guys may have seen this story. Scientists are now 100% confident that they can not only delete memories from our brain, but they can implant false ones.
Mm.
Is this the kind of thing? Because you can imagine like someone who's been in war or been through a sexual assault or something horrific and they say, I can't function. That if we can go in there and like, you know, surgically just remove that memory, that seems like a wonderful thing. But man, you're opening a Pandora's box. Thoughts?
Boy, are you ever.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I just think it's.
And what
it's
if they've already done it?
I don't like it.
And we're like living in a fake memory right now.
You could maybe make a case for, like you just did, for deleting somebody's memories, but I am a big believer in the pain is what makes you who you are, and that, and the idea that you could plant false memories into somebody is...
That's scary.
I mean, you're just taking away humanity at that point.
Though, on the positive side, we could do that every day after the show, and that might be good.
We could just do the same show every day.
Just, yeah.
All these idiots think, like, oh, my God, this is hilarious.
New memory that everything, that the show was great.
He did this every bit. Day. It was called Gay Lincoln, and it was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Best show I've ever heard. Every just day.
Plant the memory in buyers that were number one. Who cares? No, won't even show them to do a show.
Yeah, that it's pretty scary to think about people doing stuff like that. You see the point of taking away people's trauma, but also if you can just, hey, put a false memory in my brain that I know how to play piano. I know how to play ragtime piano as well as John Hancock. That kind of takes away like all of the blood, sweat, and tears that he put into
kind of Matrix-ish
learning a skill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going to break a little bit early. We have a couple of really big name guests. If you have a chance to listen to the next segment, you should. It's our first real Hollywood get, so I think you're going to enjoy it.
Woo-hoo.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Dave. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Weekend. Welcome back, guys. DGS 418. So I knew when we came over to KMOX that one of the big reasons to come is because it's KMOX. You get bigger guests and you get, you know, national guests and Hollywood
yeah,
guests.
Yeah, buddy.
And we have three in today.
That's right.
Mr. Tom Arnold. Right. Very
hey,
nice
buddy.
To meet you.
Good to see you.
Nice to meet you. You seem nervous.
I get nervous energy, and I know I shouldn't be. I'm in recovery. People think I'm high, but I'm not. I'm in recovery. I was actually at a Cocaine Anonymous meeting last week with Brett Favre. I probably shouldn't say this out loud. Brett Favre's got a bad coke problem, and his sponsor is Bob Costas. Bob's addicted to upskirt porn, and again, I shouldn't say that out loud. But yeah, I have this nervous energy. But Dave, this is your show, and don't let me. Take over. Last thing I want to do is be rude. So you just tell me if I'm talking too much, you can say, "Hey, Tom, just back down." Yeah,
I will.
Last thing I want to be is that guy.
No,
I don't want to like take over.
I know you're not that guy. No.
But you just let me know if I'm talking too much. You say, "Tom, slow down."
Well, plus
I don't want to interrupt you.
We have.
That's my thing. Is like I don't want to be the interrupter.
More guests.
Please don't let me interrupt you
to talk to.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, but
Mr. Christopher Walken.
That's right.
Welcome to the studio.
You know, the great thing about Chris is Chris has, believe it or not, we're in town working on a project here in St. Louis. Chris is the funniest guy on the set. We got Adam Sandler, David Spade, Owen Wilson, and but Christopher Walken, funniest guy on the set.
Really?
And yeah, he's got great jokes. And would you let Christopher Walken?
I would love that.
All right. By the way, we're going to go to the Funny Bone this weekend. Craig Gass is there. You know him from King of Queens.
I never heard of him.
Family Guy. Well, I know him from Narcotics Anonymous meetings. I probably should say that out loud, but Carrot Top is his sponsor. Carrot Top's addicted to growth hormones. And, again, I shouldn't say that loud, but we're going to the Funny Bone. We thought it'd be funny if your audience likes Christopher Walken's jokes. That we get your audience to call the Funny Bone out in Westport and demand that Christopher Walken open up for Craig Gass this weekend.
I love it.
You like that?
We'll do that. We can do that.
All right, you guys want to hear a joke? Here's a great joke about the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But I got to warn you, this joke is dangerous. So if you're driving in your car, you need to slow down because this joke has the potential to kill people. The Hunchback of Notre Dame died, and they needed somebody to replace the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And nobody wanted the job until a man showed up one day with no arms. And they said, "How are you going to ring the bell? You got no arms." And he said, "Watch me." And this brave man ran to the top of the bell tower and started smashing his face into the bell. And the most beautiful sound anybody had ever heard came out of that bell tower. And when he came back down, they said, "You're the man. You're going to ring that bell." And for the next few years, he was the guy. Until one night, a stormy night, rain, lightning, this brave man tried to do his job, and he slipped and he fell. And he died, and he lay dead until the next day when two local village people, I think it was the Indian and the policeman, found him. And they said, "Who's this guy? He's dead." And the other one said, "I don't know, but his face rings a bell." Pow!
There you go, folks. Call the Funny Bone. It took us a long time to get there. Call the Funny Bone and demand that Christopher Walken open up the show for Craig Gass this weekend. Man, that I was kind of surprised. I thought we were going to do a short joke, but he went the long route. So
this seems like a strange group for Morgan Freeman to be in.
Yeah, and well, Morgan Freeman is very polite. And Morgan, you want to take my microphone? But yeah, he's a legend. So you guys know Morgan and know his body of work. Do you want to talk, Mr. Freeman?
Yeah, sure. Are we on the air?
We're on the air right now.
It seems kind of funny. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be any kind of rhythm to this.
No, but Mr. Freeman, would you like to tell a joke? I wrote a joke for you. If you'd like to read it, here's a short one you can read.
Okay. Just read this out loud. What kind of a bee makes milk?
I don't know, Mr. Morgan Freeman. What kind of a bee makes milk?
A booby.
There you go. Call the Funny Bone this weekend and demand that Morgan Freeman and Christopher Walken open up the show. Dave, I hope you don't mind. I brought a special guest in here to say hello to you.
Sure.
You know him as a successful businessman. He's a I know him as a recovering crackhead. Mr. Mike Lindell from MyPillow is here. Yeah, I'm going to bring him in. Mr. Lindell, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. Mike Lindell from MyPillow. I'm a recovering crackhead, and but I've been clean and sober now for several years, and I just want to tell everybody you must go to the Funny Bone this weekend. I'm begging you. Please go. I'll let you take pictures of me naked. I'm sorry. I'm a recovering crackhead. Please go to the Funny Bone this weekend and go see Craig Gass. He's a funny human being. By the way, Mr. Glover,
yes.
I was told to inform you, you have a nice production office in the next room. All the microphones are missing. I don't know what happened. How much would you guess those microphones are? Just out of curiosity.
No.
You don't know? Okay,
don't
well, they're
know.
Gone.
Okay.
They're gone.
Thank
Recovering
you.
Crackhead.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
My pillow.
Is there any chance we can talk to Al Pacino?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I love Mr. Al Pacino. I'm such a fan. I'll let you shave my pillows, Mr. Pacino. Please, just let me hang out with you. Boy, that guy, he's really something.
You know what's great about Mr. Pacino is he wears lifts and, you know, short guy. But man, he's such a nice guy. It's like he's just looking through you when he talks to you.
Can somebody Tom to leave me alone, this guy? I'll get him to leave you alone, sir, if you just let me spend some time with you. By the way, can I tell you I have a new social media page that I'm promoting? It's no censorship whatsoever. Please go to my new social media page. Please, I'll let you do whatever you want to my body. I'm a recovering crackhead. I'll do whatever you want. Please, Funny Bone here in St. Louis, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and one show on Sunday with Craig Gass, and we'll try to get Christopher Walken to open the show.
You're almost as funny as Tracy Morgan.
That's crazy. Crazy. That dude's crazy. I'm out here in St. Louis. I got in a car accident a few years ago, and I got a stack of Walmart gift cards. Any of you ladies need anything? Come meet me at the handy van in the parking lot in Westport. I'll hook you up with floaties, Pampers, whatever you need.
That's true. You know, Tracy is, he's driving around in a handy van, and he keeps talking about how he doesn't want to go to the Funny Bone. He wants to sit in the parking lot and film an independent film, I guess. It's a, what did you call it?
It's a porno.
Okay, yeah, that's an independent film, yeah. What's the name of your independent film?
It's called Men in Back.
Okay, yeah, you know what? I probably should stop asking him questions. But yeah, so at the Funny Bone this weekend, so Craig Gass is going to be inside the comedy club, and Tracy Morgan's going to be in the handy van out in the parking lot. So if you want to go out there, what do you need to get in the movie?
Just bring your own boom mic.
All right, I don't know what that means. But okay, so yeah. That doesn't sound legal, but the Funny Bone is where the action is at. I'm excited to be here. I know Tracy is excited. Morgan Freeman doesn't look too excited. Mike Lindell is, I don't know whose wallet that is, but Mike Lindell is picking up somebody's wallet off the table.
I'm a recovering crackhead. I'm sorry. Bad habits. Okay. Bad habits.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Here's my really good friend,
no
Craig
breaks.
Gass.
No breaks, sir.
Who's at the Funny Bone for the next three nights? We'll talk to Craig after this. If anyone would like to call and talk to any of his personalities, 314-436-7900.
You need a pillow.
800-925-1120. Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. So in addition to Christopher Walken, Tom Arnold, Tracy Morgan, Morgan Freeman, Al Pacino, my dear, dear friend Craig Gass is here with us. He'll be the Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
My God. What an all-star lineup you had
right?
before I came in here.
Right?
My God. I didn't know that it was legal to announce that you're filming a porn in the parking lot of a comedy club.
Yeah, well. That was
insane.
This is the voice of St. Louis, so, you know.
Apparently.
Broke some news. Kevin Kleen jumped on that one. Good to see you, brother.
It's great to see you, too, man. I was telling you right before we came back, you were playing a Van Halen song, and I didn't know if you knew my history.
I did not.
I lived at Eddie Van Halen's house for a few months back in 2004. It's not as funny as it is interesting, and it was a really interesting time. I it started at a concert in Los Angeles. There's a guy who works in the music industry who's a big supporter of mine, and he wanted to do me a solid by introducing me to all these people backstage at the show. And he's introducing me to musicians and industry people. And I'm such a music nerd. I recognize the names from the liner notes of albums that I'm a huge fan of. And at one point he stops and goes, oh, my God. Okay. Listen, don't tell anybody I told you this. But he goes, this guy that I'm going to introduce you to, he lives with one of the biggest rock stars on the planet. But don't tell him I told you that. Come here. And he goes, Maddie. Hey, man, I don't know if you're a comedy fan or if you watch King of Queens or this show or whatever, but this is my friend Craig Gass. He's a stand-up comedian. And the guy turns around and goes, dude, I am your biggest fan. I go, get out of here. Are you serious? And we start talking. We end up exchanging phone numbers. And I don't know anybody in L.A. And I said, hey, you want to go bowling next week? And so we make plans to go bowling. And he goes, sure. And the night that we're going to go bowling, I call him up and I said, hey, so it's a league night tonight, so it doesn't have open bowling until 9. Does that work for you? And he goes, yes. Is it okay if I bring my friend Ed with me? I've been telling him about you for a long time, and he's a huge fan of yours, and he wants to meet you. And I said, yeah, I don't care. And he goes, okay, he's got a kid. His kid's 12. And I go, dude, it's bowling. he showed up with Eddie Van Halen at the bowling alley. And Eddie walks in. I remember sitting there. Only a few people had shown up. And I said, where's your friend Ed? He goes, oh, he's always late. And then I looked over and I went, oh, my God. 3 o'clock. Look at that. Tell me who that is. Everyone looks over. And then this guy, Matty, goes, Ed! And then Eddie walks through smoking a cigarette. You're not supposed to be smoking in the bowling alley. And he goes, hey, which one of you guys is a comedian? And I go, that's me. And he goes, hey, man. I'm Eddie Van Halen. And I go, yeah, well, what's going on? He introduced me to his kid, and then I start to put the pieces together. This guy, Maddie, is Eddie Van Halen's assistant. He also lives on the property in a guest house, and he also runs the 5150 Studios, which is also on the property, which is where they record all the Van Halen albums. And Maddie is such a fan of the radio show I'm working on at the time on the Howard Stern show that he gets up every morning at 5:30 in the morning so he can go into the studio and listen to all 5 hours of the show every morning while he works in the studio. And when I started showing up, he starts telling Eddie, there's a new guy on the show who does an amazing Sam Kinison impression. And then a few weeks later, oh, my God, that same guy does an amazing Paul Stanley impression. Oh, my God, the same guy does a Gene Simmons and on and on and on. So in the bowling alley, Eddie Van Halen is telling me my life story back to me. And it's so odd to hear him. He told me a story, which was that I said on the air, I've been broke my whole life. And all I've ever wanted, once I started making money, all I've ever wanted to own was an illegal cable box. That's all I've ever wanted. Was one of those boxes that unscrambles all the cables and get them all for free. Yeah. And Eddie Van Halen in the bowling alley is smoking in my face. And he goes, dude, I heard you're broke your whole life. Is that true? And I said, yeah, that is true. And he goes, me too. I used to grow up in the ghetto. And I heard that you always wanted an illegal cable box. Is that true? And I said, yeah. And he goes, that's crazy. And he looked both ways and he went, I got legal cable box too. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah, thing is, I'm rich, but don't want to pay for cable. And I was like, are you serious? It was like the most surreal conversation. And then over the course of the next year and a half, I become friends with these two guys. And I would come over from time to time, hang out at the recording studio, and Eddie would show up from time to time. And then I got in a really bad relationship that ended horribly one night. And I called Maddie to tell him, dude, you're not going to believe what I just went through tonight. And he said, hold on. Ed wants to talk to you. Ed gets on the phone. He goes, dude, I told you she was a whore. And I go, I know. And he goes, and you're living. Why are you living with her? And I said, she's the only person I know besides you guys in Los Angeles. And he said, dude, pack up your stuff. Move in with me. And I said, is that okay? And he goes, yeah. You can move in the recording studio. The only thing is, don't tell anybody, but the band's getting back together. So it's going to be noisy at night. And I went, so the only thing I have to worry about is the fact that Van Halen is going to be playing in the next room. And he said, I know you're working on your TV show. Because I was working on a brand new show at the time called Las Vegas with Alec Baldwin and James Caan. And so for the next 4 or 5 months, I ended up living at and for the beginning of it, I'm working on a TV show where I'm telling jokes to James Caan and Alec Baldwin every day. And every night I'm coming up into the house. And Ed's in the next room just playing music. And I would knock on his door and say, hey, man, I just got home. Do you mind if I listen for a little bit before I go to bed? And every night he'd go, dude, I'm lonely. Come on in. And I'd listen to him. There was one really funny moment that happened. There's a lot of funny moments. But one of the highlights was in March of that year, Metallica did a big concert at the Forum. I brought Maddie with me as my guest. And I met a girl at the show that I hit it off with. And we were texting all night. And at midnight, she called me up and said, hey, I just dropped my friends off. Where are you? And I said, I'm at home. She goes, where's home? And I said, I'm in the Hollywood Hills. She goes, do you want me to come over? And I said, sure. Oh, I don't know. Let me call you back. She goes, oh, you have a girlfriend. I go, no, I don't. I live in a unique situation, but let me call you back. And I found Ed. And I go, Ed, I don't know if Maddie told you. I met a girl tonight. Is it okay to bring her? I'll keep her up in the studio. And he said, dude, get some ass. And I, okay, cool. So I called her up and I said, okay, meet me at the bottom of Coldwater Canyon. There's a Ralph's supermarket right there on Ventura. And I told her, you're going to have to leave your car there and I'm going to drive you up. And she's peppering me with questions like, why do you need permission to have somebody visit you? And I said, I just live in a unique, and I don't know how to go, I live at Eddie Van Halen's. I don't know how to say it. So we go back up the hill and we go through the back entrance and I open the door to the studio. I just let her walk in first. She walks in the middle of the studio, like living room set up, and goes, Wow. Is your friend like the biggest Van Halen fan on the planet or what? And I was like, yeah. And then she starts noticing things like she goes, how do you even get something like this? And I went, do you hear the noise in the next room? That's Van Halen. This is Eddie Van Halen's property, and he's letting me stay here until I get back on my feet again. And she went, oh, okay. And to answer the next question that most guys ask, the answer is maybe 3 minutes. It was like from that point, it was just like, wow, this just got really easy. Yeah, so yeah, there you go. Sorry. But yeah, and again, it's not something I talk about on stage. Like at the Funny Bone, if you come out.
You save that for KMOX.
Yeah, I save it right here. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
you know, my 94-year-old mom's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the Funny Bone.
She thinks Eddie Van Halen's one of the Dutch masters, by the way, so.
But yes, it's going to be a lot of impressions. A lot of impressions and stories about people who I do
Francis
impressions
Glover's
of.
Francis Glover's going, get some ass.
Yeah. Well, we kicked it off with Tracy Morgan filming a porn in the parking lot.
Yeah, we did. Fair. That's fair.
I think it actually softened up since then, so to speak.
Hang on a minute. So 314-469-8692, the number for the Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. I'll be at one of those. So good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too. The shows are starting to sell out. I know the first show tomorrow is sold out already. I think the first show tonight is about to sell out. And, you know, but it's... But it's socially distanced, so I should put that
comedy.
Yeah, I mean it is selling. It's kind of like saying, "Dude, did you know I made out with Heather Locklear? You did? Yeah, but it was last week. Oh. Like, it's like I'm sold out, but it's socially distanced. Yeah. So you know what I mean? It's
like I got invited back to who is Lois Lane? What's her name?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh!
From the 90s?
Yes.
What was her name?
I can't remember. Hatcher.
No.
From like the Superman movies.
Yeah,
can't remember her name.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Anyway, she invited me back to her hotel room, but that was after she lost all her teeth and got found in the bushes.
Oh my god!
Right. So it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, you know what? I've got to go to Applebee's, and you know, you pass that up.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
So
that's good.
I'm selling out all my shows socially distanced. But they're selling out. They're selling out. So,
let me tell you guys about Cantor Injury Law. They'll be canceling anytime now.
Margo Kidder. Yes.
There you go. No teeth in the bushes.
It's driving me crazy.
That's like to come back to my hotel room. Not at all.
No Teeth in the Bushes is the name of my new movie I'm filming this weekend in the parking lot of the Funny Bone. No Teeth in the Bushes. Bring your own shoehorn. Meet me in the parking lot of the Funny Bone.
I don't even know what that means. I just want to qualify that I don't know what that means to bring your own shoehorn. I do not understand it, and I don't think you should draw any conclusions. That's just
gotta be bothersome to Mr. Freeman.
Yeah, it's Mr. Freeman looks upset. I don't know that he's enjoying his time here.
This is not the kind of program I was expecting to be on. So, young man, if you just read your ad and let us get our asses out of here.
Welcome back, guys. 4:52. My good buddy Craig Gass, who's going to be at the Funny Bone the next three nights. Amazing, amazing impressionist. Really genuinely funny guy, obviously. We didn't get into it. We typically do when he's on the show. But the reason that he's so good at that is that Craig is the only person in his family who is not totally deaf. His mom and dad are deaf. His sister's deaf. And so he learned to talk by watching television. Mm-hmm. And that's how he developed it.
Yeah.
And he's developed that skill.
Mimicking all the different voices he would hear.
Do you know the only person he's never been able to do?
Who's that?
Me.
Ah.
Remember that? He said years ago, he's like, I tried to work you up so I could make fun of you and call in as you. And he's like, there's something about your voice I can't get.
You do have a very unique voice.
Oh, I love Craig. Mm-hmm. So freaking funny.
That was great.
I was hurting there a couple times.
Yeah, my face hurt from smiling.
I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
I was telling these guys a story about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Craig was in town, and he and I went to an open mic night at the Funny Bone. And so, you know, he was pretty famous back then, but just on a Wednesday, no one's going to know who he is.
Right.
And people are up there doing their first stand-up, and just it's dying, and it's like 10 people there. and they're like, hey, next guy up, his name's Craig. Everyone give him a good round of applause. And he gets up and does that and just slays, just kills it. Because I've always thought, because I do stand up, but I do it in front of people who already think I'm funny. I've always thought, could I just get up there in front of strangers and do it? And I watched him. I'm like, well, if you're good, you can. If you can do that, you can.
Yeah. Funny's funny.
Funny's funny. What'd you think, Dave?
Blown away. Absolutely blown away.
If you're not looking at him, like, I'm looking at him.
He kept, so I'm sitting to his right, and every time he would change characters, he would point to his right, like, like, Morgan Freeman's here, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything.
Everyone stop throwing
stop
it to me.
Stop pointing at me. I'm not going to do anything. And yeah, but he was just, when you can have a conversation, when you can hold multiple conversations and change the voice on time, like the Phil Hendry thing, like that's just super talent.
Next level.
Yep.
So he's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Go out and check him out. Great guy. Go up and tell him, like, hey, heard you on the Glover Show. He'll hang out with you, have a drink.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.